Bonneville, blue-green algae, commonly known as cyanobacteria, has been identified in the water at Moose Lake. The findings have resulted in a blue-green algae bloom advisory being released by Alberta Health Services, AHS, on August 15. Residents living near the shores of Moose Lake, as well as visitors intending to enter the water, are advised to take precautions. AHS recommends people avoid all contact with blue-green algae blooms. Do not to swim or wade, or allow your pets to swim or wade, in any areas where blue-green algae is visible, outlines an AHS media release. If contact occurs, wash with tap water as soon as possible. Related story. Reports of pet deaths linked to suspected cyanobacteria in Moose Lake. Recommendations from AHS are as follows. Do not feed whole fish or fish trimmings from Moose Lake to your pets. Consider limiting human consumption of whole fish and fish trimmings from this lake, as it is known that fish may store toxins in their liver. People can safely consume fish fillets from this lake. As always, visitors and residents are reminded to never drink or cook with untreated water directly from any recreational body of water, including Moose Lake, at any time. Boiling of this water will not remove the toxins produced by blue-green algae. An alternate source of drinking water should also be provided for pets and livestock while this advisory is active. Blue-green algae is naturally occurring and often becomes visible when weather conditions are calm. Appearing like scum, grass clippings, fuzz or globs on the surface of water, blue-green algae can be blue-green, greenish-brown, brown, and or pinkish-red, and often smells musty or grassy. People who come in contact with visible blue-green algae or who ingest water containing blue-green algae may experience skin irritation, rash, sore throat, sore red eyes, swollen lips, fever, nausea and vomiting and or diarrhea. Symptoms usually appear within 1 to 3 hours and resolve in 1 to 2 days. Symptoms in children are often more pronounced, however, all humans are at risk of these symptoms. Weather and wind conditions can cause algae blooms to move from one location in the lake to another. Due to this, the advisory will remain in effect for Moose Lake until further notice. Please note that areas of Moose Lake in which the blue-green algae bloom is not visible can still be used for recreational purposes, even while this blue-green algae health advisory is in place. If you suspect a problem related to blue-green algae, or if you require further information on health concerns and blue-green algae, please call HealthLink at 811. Additional information is also available online, at www.aws.ca/bgia.